Well, as the Israeli military steps up its deadly airstrikes on the Gaza Strip, Palestinian fighters retaliate the indiscriminate attacks by firing a barrage of missiles in the occupied territories. Palestinian rockets assert a gas station in Ashdod city, causing a large fire there. Reports say the blast has caused multiple injuries. One of the wounded is said to be in critical condition. The Palestinian resistance movement Hamas claimed responsibility for the attack. Following the incident, the Israeli military launched an attack on northern Gaza. Meanwhile, rocket warning sirens wailed in several Israeli cities, including Gedera, Ashkelon, Rishon and Haifa. The much-publicized Iron Drone missile system has failed to intercept most of the rockets. Israeli sources say the US-funded missile system intercepted almost one-fourth of the projectiles. Meanwhile, two rockets fired from Lebanon have landed in the Israeli town of Metula, some 200 kilometers from Tel Aviv. According to Israeli sources, the rockets were a couple of Katyushas that fell in a field near the Kfar Yuval area between Metula and Kiryat Shemona. The Israeli military then launched artillery fire into Lebanon. A Lebanese security source says over two dozen shells hit the fields in the country's south. No group has claimed responsibility for the rocket attack from the area, but the Israeli army says the projectiles were fired by Palestinian fighters. Well, our correspondent Neil Burden is with us now on the line from Ramallah with the latest. Neil, we are seeing the international reaction there, but tell us about the way that the Palestinians are dealing with this.
Well, of course, it's extremely difficult to deal with. Being in the West Bank the last few days, there have been numerous demonstrations taking place in support of the people of Gaza. I've been in constant touch with journalists in Gaza, and they said that the streets are now completely empty. People are just hiding. The death toll is raising at a rapid rate. In fact, much, much stronger than what happened in 2012 during the Israeli operation Pillar of Defense. They've bombed many, many more targets than they did in that time. So, of course, the situation is very terrifying for the people of Gaza. But what they're looking for is strong condemnation from the international community and strong condemnation from the media. And at the moment, they're getting neither, which essentially is allowing a level of impunity while the Israelis continue to bomb. And there's a sense that they're getting away with. There's throughout the Western media, there's this idea of the Israelis are simply responding to rocket attacks. Many politicians are saying, Acting Chief of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, said actually this is an act of genocide. To go in and kill many, many innocent civilians. The number is now over 90, with half of those being women and children. Now, Ban Ki-moon did say that he was worried for the civilian population, but he said that these are caught in a crossfire between Hamas's irresponsibility and Israel's strong response. So once again, this idea of the Israelis simply responding as though it's an act of defense, which is what Palestinians find actually insufferable.
So, of course, it's hard to tell, but how long is this expected to continue?
Well, part of the problem actually is that it seems to be a war of attrition. The Palestinian member of the Al-Qassam Brigade, who is one of the brigades responsible for sending over rockets from Gaza, had a televised appearance yesterday, and they said that they're ready for Israel to attack in any way they please, and they're ready to hit them with more rocket fire, and they will continue to defend their country. The Israelis showed the same rhetoric. Benjamin Netanyahu said, we're actually, the main target here is not a ceasefire, but to destroy all Hamas infrastructure. Now, when we're talking about Hamas infrastructure, Hamas are the elected party in Gaza. So the majority of infrastructure has actually been built by Hamas, but they, you know, they want to destroy the majority of rockets. The other issue is the rockets are being fired in a very arbitrary way from all over Gaza. So whether they will be able to knock out all possibilities of rocket fire the next few days is extremely unlikely. What's becoming increasingly more likely is actually they might follow a ground invasion. They have 40,000 troops on reserve surrounding the borders at the moment. And this is the most worrying humanitarian situation for everyone if they will go in on force by ground.
Thank you very much, Nell Burden, our correspondent with us there on the line from Ramallah with the latest.